Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's time once again for a strange journey into the tortured and twisted ideology of the left. The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson brings you As the Worldview Turns.
Lots in the news, but there's nothing new about the news. I feel like I'm watching a series of endless soap operas with cliffhanger after cliffhanger.
Will the Democrats get Trump this season? Will Joe Biden be forced out of office? Will the ocean swallow the East Coast? Tune in tomorrow, you know?
Can somebody finally get married or have a baby in this soap opera? Or, God forbid, die off the show? I'm serious. I'm looking at this news cycle, and I'm saying to myself, when does it end? I mean, we make it entertaining, right? You come back every day. Many of you do. The audience is growing. We're seeing it. No question about it. Wonderful work of the folks over at Spreely, Chelsea and Terry and many others. And of course, you guys spreading the word. And I will tell you, I go back, I audit the shows, I look at the titles, and you know, when you're doing a show 2 hours a day every day, it's tough to be creative with titles. Okay, what is going to be our theme today? Now, keep in mind, the Democrats give you stuff to work with. You know, Joe Biden gets up and does a stupid press conference where
I'm not stupid and senile, but what was it? Hold on a minute. What was that talking about?
And you go, okay, I get it. But you know what we're still talking about? Joe Biden being old and senile. Joe Biden being shoehorned into office in a big cheat, in a coup, and giving us 3+ years of the most horrendous administration in modern history, if not history. We're watching people cheat to keep this decrepit, demented clown into office. At the end of the day, what are we? We're talking about the same thing. We're talking about the same thing. We're talking about the same thing. That's what Joe Biden would do. It's just, and look, it does make it interesting. You know, it changes the flavor of it a bit. It's like finding a new way to play a piano chord, you know, where you add a little bit more resonance. But it's like I was talking to a singer-songwriter buddy of mine the other day. I said, all the chords have been played. I mean, there's 88 keys on a piano, and I get it. They can be played in a multitude of ways, but they've pretty much been played. Even when you were a kid and you went and bop, 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 and you banged on the piano, all that's out there in the universe, good, bad, or ugly. Because it came up because, and this is an interesting story. It's an aside, but it just tells you how good God is. So, one of our friends, he won the first season of The Voice. His name is Javier Colon. And I've been trying to get Javier to do something. Melissa and I went to go see him in Los Angeles when he performed. He did a James Taylor, my favorite singer in the world, does James Taylor covers. He's good friends with James Taylor. And we get a chance to go, you know, a few hours away to see him. We were there. So we had a chance to talk, and he's just a beautiful guy, beautiful family, you know, great musician, and just a warm human being. But anyway, so I talked to him. I said, look, man, you need to – I'm giving him career advice, and this is the guy that just won a few years ago won the first season of The Voice. And so we've been communicating. So I asked him, could we get the rights to one of his songs because one of my friends here who's local is an amazing talent as well. His name is Michael Land. And I want Michael to remake this song of Javier so we can feature it as one of our concert series. Because we're getting back into this stuff. See, the ecosystem of Spreely is, this is not all about politics. This is about finding people equally yoked in what we want to accomplish. People that want to do good. Like Michael, who had, got a shot in L.A. to do some really significant things in music. And he said, Kevin, maybe I wasn't ready. He goes, I got there. My voice was cracky. I was pitchy. He goes, nothing like what I had delivered up to that point. And he goes, I felt like it was God telling me you're not ready. And he goes, to be honest with you, I was still not living the life I wanted to live. So he dropped out. Well, I discovered him when I was at a church and I heard his son was playing his music. I was like, who is that? He goes, that's my dad. I went, what? So long story short, we're trying to get this done. Well, we were talking about life and religion and all these different things. And our discussion is where we are right now. What else could he do musically that hasn't been done? And so because I was telling him, he sent me a song. I said, man, it's a little too bubblegummy, you know. So anyway, long story short, we're working on these things with some pretty cool cats, but we've got to figure out, my thing is, how do we figure out a way to make this stuff interesting? Because I feel like I'm in this endless soap opera, and I could go, you know, we do it all the time. I recap it. Okay, well, we've got this border invasion. We've got the cheat of 2020. We've got the cheat of 2022. We've got the J6 nonsense. The Democrats won't release any data on. We've got COVID. And how many people actually died from it and not with it? We've got vaccine mandates that we know didn't work. We've got billions of dollars that were given to Pfizer and Moderna, mostly Pfizer, that they use against us, and we're giving people a death poke. What are the long-term implications of that? What are they trying to do in terms of the Great Reset and the New World Order? Why is it that we continue to fight endless wars and now we want to send billions of more dollars to Ukraine? And Mitt Romney stands up and says, this is the most important vote of the Senate? Really? We'll get to that in a bit. And you just go on. But what are we talking about? We're talking about the same old cyclic stuff. Putin bad. Donald Trump bad. But what? The Democrats are all good? We're dividing the country in terms of racial lines. We're dividing us in gender lines. We're dividing us in sexuality lines. I could go on. We're dividing kids between, you know, we don't want bright kids. We don't want kids that can critically think. How many things you want me to go on? I mean, I can ramble. I can ramble on. Like I said, in this soap opera, can somebody finally have a baby or die off the show? Is Hunter Biden going to get indicted? He should. It's coming up this month. Republicans, hey, if we're going to end this soap opera, can we end it now? Can we get some resolution? I remember I used to watch All My Children. That was my grandmother's show. All My Children. Palmer Courtland, I think, was his name. I can remember some of these stupid names. Well, folks, we're in the midst of a soap opera. And the question I have to ask for you is, what is your soap opera?
Join us next time for another strange journey down the twisted road of leftist ideology as the worldview turns. Coming soon to a radio near you, courtesy of the Black Sphere.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden's going to address that border issue, but first, let's hear what Joe Biden had to say about the Mexicanos coming over into America and also the Central Americans.
Let's get it done. And by the way, speak to your agriculture communities and tell them, ask them if they need temporary workers.
I don't know about you guys, but I think 20 million illegals coming from South and Central America and Mexico is plenty. I think we got enough people to go out and pick our vegetables, don't you? I don't think we need to bring in any more. Oh, and just for the record, I think if you're going to bring people into your country, you don't just bring in the low-level workers. You bring in people that can bring more to the country than just that. It reminds me of this Mexican man. He was a high school educated. His name was Ciro, and he was the chief part developer, if you will, at a semiconductor company. And he reminded me of Yoda, Mexican version of Yoda. And the guy could just do stuff. He knew metallurgy. He knew temperatures. You could bake his parts to 250 degrees, nothing. I mean, he was a whiz. Self-taught physicist and new metallurgical, you know, engineering, etc., and semiconductor technologies. And he was a whiz. And I believe his family brought him from Mexico. See, I have no problem with Ciro. And by the way, I don't have a problem with the people that pick my fruits and vegetables. I don't care what race they are. They could be Polish. Just get rid of the pesticides and get it. And I prefer them vine ripened, if I could put in a request. But I understand it takes some time to ship them and all that, and they can soften during, you know, the curing process. But I prefer vine ripened if I can put in a request. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats are crazy. Speaking of the Bidens, Hunter Biden has a way to save the democracy. I did not realize that we were in peril until I heard this clip about Hunter Biden.
Her son now says that he sees his sobriety as the key to keeping Donald Trump from winning the White House again. Here's what he told Axios, quote, I often do think of the profound consequences of failure here. I have something much bigger than even myself at stake. We are in the middle of a fight for the future of democracy. The liberal media praising Hunter's noble efforts to defeat Trump, as a relapse would be very bad for the Biden campaign.
I think it would give anyone pause, because I think he is very concerned about his dad's political future. And that's really the reason why we didn't hear much from Hunter Biden the first 2 years, which is something that Eugene wrote about, which is, and really, Hunter essentially changed strategy when he hired Abby Lowell. And he really changed strategy after the plea deal unraveled last July, and basically said that this is now a political fight.
This seems like, I don't know. Probably the right step, right? Stay sober so dad can win the presidency again, right, Jesse?
Well, I mean, he's already relapsed. That wasn't Joe's cocaine in the White House they found. It's PR. Trump has to be defeated or I'll be back on crack. Come on. Hunter Biden is a guy who was born on third base. Not only does he think he hit a triple, he thinks he's the victim of Republicans, of Russians, of addiction. Remember, Sandra, this is a 50-year-old man. For 8 years, raided his children's 529s, sex trafficked, hit the pipe, took videos of sex acts, posted them on the internet, dodged the IRS, took bribes and diamonds from the Chinese, laundered money. Come on, and now he's saying he's not responsible for his actions?
Boy, could we dig into that just a little bit more? So there's Hunter, but I want to pivot back to Joe, because I mentioned that Joe is old, but they don't want us to believe that Joe is old. He's healthy. There's a supercut of them saying how healthy Joe is. We'll play that, and then I want to play what happened on Fox News with one of their guests.
If you're concerned about Joe Biden's age, you probably don't know Joe Biden.
Biden is actually in good shape.
Right. Mentally, he's quite acute.
Any aide who engages with him or reporters, we can see this. The gears of his mind are working.
The right-wing media has so fixated on Biden and Biden purportedly having cognitive issues.
It's not just making an issue of Biden's age. It's lying. It's saying he's senile, saying he's demented, saying he's out of it.
Russian television has been filled with speculation about President Biden's age, about his mental state of mind.
That's an issue pushed by right-wing media, but it's not correct.
Yeah, Republicans on the other side have spent 4 years almost kind of weaponizing Biden's age against him. Trump is not that much younger than him.
Biden is just a couple of years older than Donald Trump.
Why so much attention on Biden's age? Trump isn't much younger.
This whole vein is really, really unseemly. I mean, ageism.
I'm going to say quite bluntly, there is some ageism going on here.
Yeah, I think there is some ageism going on.
Biden's personal physician wrote that he, quote, remains a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He is a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He had a good physical. His doctor says he's vigorous.
The reality is nothing like the dystopian picture that the Republicans are trying to paint of this, you know, doddering president. And he's as sharp as a tack.
All right, so that's the media telling you that what you see, what you witness, all the different things that Joe Biden's going through is not real. It's a figment of your imagination. But then I want to play this clip. This is a guy who's a guest on Fox. He's a former Democrat strategist on Clinton's campaign or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. And he's going to give you his take on Biden, and he says something that makes the panelists of Fox actually start to laugh.
I don't know why it's any surprise to anyone that they are 4 years older or 8 years older than they were at that time. In terms of their cognitive ability, look, I'm not a doctor, but I would say this. Just based on observation, it's impossible to make an observation about Joe Biden only that you can't apply to Donald Trump. So to the extent that there's anything, and I don't think that there is anything wrong with Joe Biden, I hope when I'm 81, I'm in his shape both mentally and physically.
Please, let me just ask you something here.
I would have been like, what? Are you kidding me? Look, you guys have heard me say this many times. A lot of my friends are in their 80s, and they are wealthy people who have taken care of themselves. For the most part, these guys have concierge doctors. They don't have our type of medicine. But here's what I'll tell you. Most of them, I would happily say I want to be like them in my 80s. But I'll tell you this. I played golf with a guy who was 92 years old. And we get up to the tee box. And I said, where do you normally play? He goes, I normally play the older guys' tees. I said, well, and none of us knew each other. It was two guys that knew that were brothers, me and this older guy. And so he said to him, well, what do you want? He goes, I'll just play from where you guys play for. So we played from the blues. And this 92-year-old man kept up with us like nobody's business. And I said to him, I hope I am able to do what you're doing at 92. If I knew I was going to live and be like you, I would do it. But don't tell me you want to be like Joe Biden when you're 81 years old. I don't believe that for one second. But that's what these people want us to believe. More lies. We talked about the lies that these people are propagating in the first hour, so we'll talk about a few more here as we continue. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump will be in a New York City courtroom Monday for jury selection in his criminal trial regarding hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump is facing 4 criminal trials in total, but this will be the first one that happens before the 2024 elections. A projection suggests President Biden's recent plan for student debt relief may come with an estimated price tag of $84 billion for taxpayers. The model indicating the largest expenditure would likely arise from Biden's idea to forgive up to $20,000 for borrowers with outstanding interest balances. Russia has a leg up on Ukraine. They were able to destroy the largest power plant in the Kiev region and a different power plant last week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What I am obsessed with is stop treating him like he is a normal candidate, that this is some kind of Bob Dole, Mitt Romney. This is really not, all right? And, you know, the polling was accurate in Iowa. It was actually accurate in 2022. People just substituted their own judgment for the numbers that were sitting right in front of them. But if you look at this, there is a chance that Trump could win this election. And the way that he wins is he's treated as a normal candidate.
Welcome, folks. I didn't quite understand what Carville was saying there, but I do understand. So I think I understand part of it. He's saying if you treat Trump like you treat every other candidate, you can't beat him. You've got to get out of the playbook. You're not going to beat him in the normal way. In that, I agree. I think most of you would agree. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. This is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I heard from a sweetheart named Dorothy, who's joined me to be one of the 500 warriors that we're looking for. And also a gentleman called me. He's been donating on another site through our PayPal site. And he says, Kevin, I'm going to move it over. You don't have to move it. We have you logged. You're going to get a letter from us. And my team is, I know we've been talking about this a while, but they are getting this put together. And the only thing that's happening is we want to roll it out right. So I want to know, what do you guys want? We're going to do a monthly thing, one of the Kev Talks, where we all meet and talk. We're going to do a Kev Talk where I do a canned thing on something that's important or deep to me from from my perspective, and it'll be available only to people who are part of the Backstage Club and one of my 500 warriors. Now, anybody can join Backstage Club, and I hope you do, but you're automatically included if you're one of my $520 warriors. So that's what we're looking to do. And I'm putting things up there from when I was little. I'm putting stories up that I'm going to explain in more detail, things that we talked about here. I'm going to talk about projects we're working on. We got one that we're doing with a breast cancer survivor. Her name is Carol, and she got a double mastectomy, and her husband couldn't look at her. And we're doing a fundraiser because a friend of mine commissioned a piece of artwork to put her back in her youthful body, and it just did wonders for her. So I want to recognize that artist as well as the lady. And we're doing this as a tribute to the women who listen to our program. And we saw what this did for Carol in giving her a sense of, I'm not about these physical attributes that make me a woman. I'm a woman for many, many more reasons than that. And so it touched my heart So we wanted to do something. So we're doing that project and many others. And these are things that, you know, as part of the, I've joined the Spreely team. You guys will hear me talk more about that. But we're doing some amazing stuff. I'll give you another one. Ryan Zinke, led SEAL Team 6. Ryan's a personal friend. We're doing a fundraiser for SEAL Pack. We want more warriors in office. I don't want any more lawyers. I want warriors. I want people who go read the credo of the Rangers. We're doing a thing with SEAL Pack and Ranger Pack. Go read what the Army Rangers tell you they're willing to do for you. Go read the SEAL's ethos and tell me you don't want those guys representing you versus these clowns that we have in office that are opening our borders, letting people out on the street, and a host of other things. We have a chance to do something different. And God is putting these things in my path to make this all possible. And thankfully, you know, with the help of the people that have been supported, the Alberts who have given of themselves in ways that are just amazing, and Ann, and Andy, and Bob, and my cigar club team, and Bob and Carol, and many others. And I will name you by name. We will put you on the website. You know, some of you don't want it. You say, Kevin, keep it to yourself. And I keep forgetting to do this. We need to put this on the website. But there are people who ask me, Kevin, can I donate directly by check? They don't have credit. They don't do the credit card thing. Yes. And all you got to do is address it to the Black Sphere. And it's P.O. Box 542, Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236. You guys, let's get that on the website because it's too much to give it out every time on the show. And then we're also going to be letting you do these text alerts. You can text to reach me, and that's getting set up right now. You might as well take the number down. It's 41372. And if you want to reach me, it's KJ Action. KJ Action. And we tried it earlier, Chris and I did, and it's not getting to me, but it will be. So if you want a text alert, or if we send out text alerts, I think you can get it. I don't know all the details, but we'll get it figured out, and I'll let you know. Here's what I wanted to ask, though, on this particular segment. If you had one political wish, what would it be? Political wish, not a wish for you personally. It isn't like, I wish I was, you know, with a supermodel, or I wish I could, you know, had all the gold in Fort Knox, or whatever, which there's not much there anymore, so don't do that. But, you know, it's not that. What would your political wish be? And I know some of you are jumping to the gun, Kevin. Donald Trump is president. Okay. I get it. There would be an overwhelming number of people who would vote for that. But what would that change things enough for you? Because he serves one term and then he's done. You might want to think about, maybe I wish that the Supreme Court would stay completely conservative. Forever. How about that one? Yeah? Maybe you would wish that if politicians are caught lying, they automatically go to prison. I mean, if you wanted to personalize it, because I thought about this a little bit when I was thinking about this as a segment. I thought, what would I want? And my first instinct was, I want Trump as president. And then I thought, but wait a minute, that's temporary. That's only temporary. By the way, I'm hearing rumors, I don't know if you guys have heard this, I think Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be Trump's VP. I do. And you know what? I'm for it. I think of anybody who has really demonstrated his ability to change and his ability to understand world politics, Vivek Ramaswamy's it. Is he ready to be president right after that? That's the question. That's the question Trump's going to have to ask. But boy, that guy's sharp. And he's changed, he's evolved, because they were playing clips of Vivek when he was in college. And this is a guy that left college, went on to run a successful company, and then got his name out there front and center. And here's what I don't like about him. He's too easy, he's too malleable right now. He's got to come into his own and say, this is what I think, and I'm now ready to go. But I tell you what, he's close. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Back to this. If you had one political wish, 844-551-8255, or you can contact us at the Kevin Jackson Network. Would Trump as president be enough? Would you want to own the judiciary? I just gave you the thing with the Supreme Court. Would you want to go right after somebody? For example, I would like to see Adam Schiff in prison. I would like him to be made an example of for what happens when you are a blatant liar, when you come on in the major media outlets and you just say, oh, this, that, and the other, and it's nothing but lies and no ramification. And in fact, this guy wants to go from the House to the Senate. He doesn't deserve that. He deserves to be in prison. Is it too little to want Ray fired, Christopher Ray, FBI director? See, I think you'd be wasting it on that. Trump gets into office, Ray gets fired. I don't have to worry about that one, right? What about Hillary Clinton in prison? There's really no recourse for her. She started Russian collusion. There's been no accountability there. She got a slap on the wrist. But again, are we wasting our time with her? Here's one. Would you want Barack Obama exposed? Think about the ramifications of that. You say, my wish is to expose Barack Obama. So you immediately get his records as a foreign student. You get his grades. You get his real birth certificate. You get his real life story. You get to publish the real Obama, and people believe you. People go, oh, I didn't know that. But there's no pushback because, no, it's the real deal. You've gotten all the good stuff. But would you stop there? Is that good enough to just expose Obama? I mean, exposing Obama exposes leftism, doesn't it? I think it does. Mr. Dreamy, I call him Baby Black Jesus. Mr. Dreamy, he was everything the left wanted and more and then some. All that and a bag of chips. Fries went with that shake. You get what I'm saying? And so now you expose him. What do you expose? What about, would you expose all that the Biden family has done? Would you want to say Joe Biden gets exposed? Because again, you get to expose everybody. What about January 6th? Would you want to be able to expose the dirty truth? See, I think that's already out there. How about this one? The media would be forced to report the real news. Boy, how's that one for changing politics forever? And finally, politicians can't lie. They're forced to tell the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, heck yeah, you know I had to report on this story. Lab-grown testicles. Not me making it up. You can Google that. You will find the story. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network bringing you the crazy news today. No joke. Scientists have successfully grown working, quote, testicles in a dish. Sounds like a great Christmas present for a leftist men. I mean, leftist men. They said they could one day solve male infertility, which affects 1 in 12 men worldwide. I did not know male infertility was that big of an issue. 1 in 12. That's a significant, that's 8%. Researchers at Bar Ilan University in Israel produced tiny organoids, artificial miniature organs. I won't even say what I want to say. They closely mimic the structure and function of natural testicles. This is great news for the women who want to become men in the trans community. They would consider this a breakthrough because women who become men, if they could get some of these lab-grown testicles, they could technically father children. They just have, you know, little tiny ones, but they would exist. I'm just trying to be forward thinking, pardon the pun, forward thinking in my, you know, what I'm, well, thinking. Anyway, they go on. These lab-grown organs, cultured from cells sampled from mouse testes, form small tubules that parallel the sperm-producing seminiferous tubules found in real testicles. So, what was that sheep's name that they cloned, supposedly cloned? I mean, I think they did. I forget the name of it, but it was years ago. And by the way, that was one thing that we religious people believe to be one of the seven, one of the signs of the apocalypse. When man could actually reproduce himself, create life, as it were. That's where God goes, okay, I draw the line there. Because, well, I don't know about you, but what do you think the test tube version of you would be? Do you think that the test tube version of you would actually be you? I can't imagine that. As beautiful of a concept as that is, to have another Kevin. And many of you have said this to me, so this isn't me being egotistical. Many people say, Kevin, I just wish there were more of you. Well, you can have your wish. But here's the thing. I don't think that that test tube version of me would be me. Nature, nurture, I'm not going to get all into the whole thing, but, you know, I can't imagine somebody sharing my feelings and all the things that I've been through and understanding me to that degree. I mean, when I could see you making my form, you know, like having my doppelganger right there and me go, what? What? I already told you guys a story where I met my doppelganger. I met him at a convention for Unix, or no, Sun Microsystems in West Palm Desert. And well, I'm getting all messed up. In Palm Desert, I feel like Joe Biden. I was 30 years old and I met Mitterrand. No, I was in Palm Desert, California. And I tell this story, but I'll tell it real briefly. Had my bags in a room. Took my bags up. They got me my room. Took them up to my room. There was a little flashing light on my phone. I went, that's weird. So I call the operator. I go, do I have a message? And she goes, oh, yes. Is this Kevin Jackson? I go, yeah. She says, yeah, you need to go down to some, meeting room. And I was like, what? Nobody knows I'm here. I was the only one. Me and the president of my company who said, hey, we just picked up Sun Microsystem. You should fly out to their convention. Okay. So I go, here, we're the only ones. So, but I thought, okay, well, maybe he called. So I get in there, they go, you need to come down to this meeting room. Oh, okay. So I go down there, and there's this U-shaped table, and I walk in, and I'm not kidding you, everybody there is like, hey, Kevin, hey. And I'm like, I don't know these people. So I sit down. There is a pin a Mont Blanc pin engraved with my name on it. At this thing, and I'm listening to the conversation and I don't understand a word of it. And then about a minute later, 2 minutes after I got settled in, and everybody's looking at me like, hey, Kev, hey. The lady taps, the people are like, look back, and I look back, and the lady calls me out back into the hallway. And she says to me, I'm very sorry. She goes, this meeting was not for you. And I went, I was beginning to freak out. Everybody's waving. And I figured, well, maybe they didn't know who I was, but they knew I was coming. So anyway, the lady and I are walking, this older white lady, we're walking down the way, and she says, I don't know how to say this. I hope this isn't offensive. And I went, what? She goes, you do look like the other Kevin Jackson. And that was when I went, oh, well, maybe that's why people were waving. She goes, you guys look alike. And I was like, okay, yeah, white lady, we all look alike. I'm doing the stereotypical thing. And around the corner comes the other Kevin Jackson. And the minute we see each other, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Dude had same haircut. We had the same glasses. And when I tell you we looked identical, we were looking at each other like that movie Face Off, where the guys are like, oh, you know, it was a slow motion dolly shot as we were watching each other. And he comes over finally and he goes, you must be Kevin Jackson. And I go, dude, his name was Kevin A. Jackson. His A was different than my A. We looked identical, same style, everything. I was afraid to shake his hand because I thought we would be in some sort of time warp, you know. But yeah, unbelievable. So I know who my doppelganger is. I've met him. And here's another funny part of it. I was in a meeting. I went out to the pool and there was a bunch of people gathering around and somebody sees me. I don't know any of these people, not a single person. And a group of black dudes were there, including Dave, what's his name? He owns Worldwide Technologies. And they were like, hey, Kev, come on over. And I went over and I'm looking at these guys and I don't know them. And they were like, so, man, we're talking like we knew each other. And I go, let me stop you, fellas. I go, I'm not the Kevin Jackson you think. And by that time, the other one comes up and he goes, you've met my twin. And they were like, what? Everybody was blown away. Dave Stewart, by the way, his name, at Worldwide Technologies. And Dave got mad at me because I didn't know who he was. Anyway, interesting story. That was my doppelganger. And luckily, nobody lost their testicles in the making of this story. But back to this. Artificial testicles, they say, are a promising model for basic research on testicle development and function, which can be translated into therapeutic applications for disorders of sexual development and infertility. Look, I have no problem with people experimenting for men to be able to have the honor and the privilege of fatherhood. But you know the left is going to take this and pretty soon everybody can have a pair of testicles. You want to look under your chair. You've all got testicles. I can see Oprah giving out testicles to some, you know, eunuch male hyena forum that she puts together, you know, to, I don't know, continue to emasculate men to give them these little tiny testicles. But it says research shows 1 in 8 couples encounter problems when trying to conceive a child. And in about half of the cases, the issues lie with the male partner. Low sperm count or poor sperm quality can have multiple causes, including genetic defects, hormonal imbalances, and damage from cancer treatments. So growing artificial testicles offers scientists a unique window into understanding and potentially treating these disorders. Look, I'm all for modern science, real science. This is real science. And if... You know, I think it goes beyond that. I think it's from a political perspective. Any man married to the Nancy Pelosi's and the Hillary Clinton's of the world should get on this list. You know, be part of the trial to get these testicles put on, because what's happened to theirs, right? So I'm all for this. I think this will be the biggest boon for the leftist, and I use my finger quotes, man, to finally maybe get just a little bit of their manhood back. What are your thoughts? Contact
me. Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.